In New York City today, I'm Kyle Risnall. It is Tuesday, the 26th of September. Good as always to have you along, everybody. President Trump said today he is going to go to Puerto Rico next Tuesday to check on things, in particular how rebuilding the island's demolished infrastructure after Hurricane Maria is going. A storm, as you know, that has left 3.5 million Americans scrounging to find food, water, and electrical power. He also, the president, that is, said this about how hard it's going to be.
And it's the most difficult job because it's on the island. It's on an island in the middle of the ocean. It's out in the ocean. You can't just drive your trucks there from other states.
Fact check true. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going with the complex logistics of island recovery.
Recovery needs infrastructure. Roads, a power grid, a phone network, ports for ships to dock, airports for planes to land. But to rebuild infrastructure, you need supplies, equipment, and people. Take reopening ports, for example. The Coast Guard has to clear both water and land access. Captain Francisco Rigo is a deputy sector commander in the U.S. Coast Guard. I reached him in San Juan.
It's because most roads are still blocked and some roads got washed out and power lines down. So that's what makes it challenging for us to reach those ports.
He says almost all ports in Puerto Rico have now reopened, though they can't operate at night because there's no power.
We still have vessels waiting to come in.
Offloading is constrained by the number of staff and cranes. It takes time. Senator Marco Rubio toured Puerto Rico yesterday and posted a Facebook video about it.
You can't drive a bunch of trucks in from all over the country like we did in Florida. They have to be barged in. That takes 5 to 6 days. Planes can only land every 15 minutes at one airport.
He said the amount of help the island can get is limited by its ability to absorb it.
I'm talking to you from a hardline phone in Government House in St. Croix. As soon as I walk outside this door, I have no communications.
Brad Gehr is with the disaster management consulting firm Witt O'Brien's. He's currently working in the U.S. Virgin Islands. In order to restore infrastructure there, the island needs not only supplies and heavy equipment, but the people to do the work.
And there's not places for people to live easily once they get here, so we'd have to build base camps or use cruise ships or other marine vessels as flotels.
He says finding food before the island's curfew can be difficult, and that resources in the U.S. Virgin Islands, already scarce, are now being diverted to Puerto Rico. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.